This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, November 3rd. Well, wheat markets were slightly higher yesterday, finding some short covering after pushing into new contract lows for KC and Minneapolis, getting a bit of profit taking there. Chicago also finding some support, but it has not put in a new contract low recently like KC and Minneapolis. We are seeing a little bit of concern show up from European winter wheat planting delays. There's huge storms moving through western part of Europe, and that's slowing down the planting, particularly in France, which raises the most amount of wheat in the European Union. France reported this morning that their winter wheat plantings are 62%. That is running slightly behind normal, but it's expected that these heavy rains that they're getting will keep them out of the field for another 2 weeks. Of course, this time of year, you're not going to get evaporation or drying down very fast at all. So this really slows things down there. So that it could be an issue down the road if they don't get those acres in. Obviously, you're looking at a bit of a shorter crop next year, but it is moisture on wheat that has already been planted. So we'll see where this takes us. But there is some chatter starting to show up about that issue. In other weather news, in South America, of course, so we're watching that very closely as Brazil tries to get the soybean crop planted. It's been hot and dry in northern and central Brazil for the last few weeks. That has started to slow down soybean plantings. Now, starting this weekend and into the early part of next week, they are forecast to get some light rains. But beyond that, the forecast brings the heat and the dryness back to that region. So starting to see soybeans perk up a little bit here, starting to test the top end of the trading range that it's been in for a few weeks now. If we break out to the upside, then I think soybeans are going to carry corn higher, and that by default will carry wheat higher. So a lot depends on this, the soy market itself, but in particular the weather going on in Brazil. In the southern part of Brazil, they continue to get too much rain. That's affecting the quality of their wheat crop. In Argentina, it looks like the weather has finally shifted. They've been getting some very nice rains over the last couple of weeks, and there's more on the way. So while it may slow down some corn planting there, it's definitely going to help them. They've been dry for 3 years, and this is the change that they've been looking for with this El Nino event well in place. That El Nino created dry conditions in Australia, which shortened their wheat crop, but it normally brings the rains to Argentina, but it's been very late this time around. So the Argentine wheat crop is coming in short as well. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange put out a wheat production estimate of 15.4 million tons. That's down 800,000 tons from their previous estimate. And it's pretty well below USDA's estimate of 16.5. They estimate also that the Argentine wheat harvest is about 9% complete. Export sales report yesterday for wheat, fairly small, 276,000 tons. That was actually below the low end of the range of estimates from 300,000 to 700,000. Not any big notable buyers there, clearly, with that small of a number, aggregate number anyway. In corn, total sales 761,000. That was at the low end of the range of estimates from 600,000 to 1.3 million. Mexico took 446,000. Unknown bought 110,000. In soybeans, export sales of 1.0 million tons. That was also at the low end of the range of estimates from 900,000 to 1.6 million. China took 977,000 and unknown canceled 263,000. So moving forward, I think the wheat market is probably going to continue to leak lower unless you really get something going in soybeans. But I don't think the market there is going to panic until we get into deeper into mid-November and the weather still is dry and the forecast continues with that dry pattern. Then the market's going to have to do something. We're going to have to react to that. Until then, we'll try to wrap up the harvest here for corn and soybeans, and it's going to be a slow slog. You got a lot of rain and snow across the northern plains. The Midwest is wet. That's going to make the the last part of harvest, just the grind. So we don't expect to see big jumps in harvest progress, but that keeps pressure off the cash market as well. And with corn, you know, we've been basing sideways for months, and you know, the harvest pressure really didn't break the market. It just bumped along the bottom of this pretty narrow range. So the last few days now, we're back down to those trading range lows. We'll see what the market can do here. My guess is it'll try to jab it, see what stops are there, just see what kind of support shows up. But I don't see this market falling apart, especially since we're pretty much the only seller in the world right now. Brazil, for the most part, is down to the last of its corn to export. You know, the concerns about a slow soybean planting season pushes soy harvest back, that pushes corn planting back. That's all bullish, the corn complex. So this is that's a long-term outlook. But considering where we are here, the bulk of harvest is done, and the market has not broken this sideways pattern, I think bodes well for the corn space down the road. But the major driver at this point of the grain complex is A, soybeans, and you know, the planting difficulties and the weather in Brazil. And also the Black Sea, of course. The war is a major issue here, but it, you know, the market does not have any war premium built into prices anymore. Ukraine's had success moving grain over land and by water, but Russia's been dropping mines into those waters. So now this new humanitarian corridor that they've been using the last couple months is at risk itself. Probably won't be a big deal until you hit a mine, and then it becomes a big deal. So, you know, while right in front of us, the wheat market, again, probably will drift lower, I don't think we're in a long-term bear market. I think that, you know, clearly a short-term bear market, but in the bigger picture, you know, world stocks are fairly tight, especially for major exporters. We're headed into winter. Ukraine will see a major slowdown in their grain movement, and Russia will as well, but they'll still be able to move grain. It just won't be at the torrid pace that they've been on so far this marketing year. So I think our best chance of a rally is through the winter, into late winter, early spring, and then we just get a look at what the next growing season is like. And we get a look at what Southern Hemisphere, or in particular South American corn and soybean production is like as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.